بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Women wearing transparent clothing. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two groups of people who are destined to enter the fire of hell, which I have not come across as yet. This indicates that their existence will be after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first group will have whips resembling the tail of oxen with which they will oppressively beat the people. The second group will be of those women who are clothed but naked, who will allure men and to whom men will be attracted. Their heads will be the resemblance of the humps of camels. They will neither enter Jannah nor will they perceive the fragrance of Jannah, even though its fragrance will be perceived from a long distance, in one hadith approximately 500 miles. Note, the hadith predicts two occurrences. The second one deals with women who have the following characteristics. They will be naked even though they are clothed. This would be because they are wearing transparent clothing, or that they are wearing clothing where a major portion of the body remains exposed. It could also imply that the clothes will be so flush against the body that the figures would be revealed. Number two, because of their appeal, they will entice men to engage them in sinful indulgences. Number three, they themselves will desire the attention of men and then they will seek it. Number four, the hair buns upon their heads will resemble the humps of camels. This will probably be a fashionable hairstyle where all the hair will form a bun on the top of their heads. And then they will walk with a strut, swaying their heads slightly. Such women will not enter Jannah, nor will they perceive its fragrance. These women are found nowadays in large numbers. The signs mentioned in the above hadith perfectly apply to them. O Muslim woman, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conceal your modesty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you honor in this world and the next. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.